Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday the 13th Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. For today on Friday, we got a little wind swell in the water this morning, and it's going to build a little as the day goes on. Winds are coming in from the northeast, and they're pretty strong, the mid-teens. It's going to be kicking up that wind swell at about 6 seconds, and a little bigger as the day goes on. Now this weekend, the surf is going to build. We have that area of high pressure that's out there. It's making a nice big wind field, pushing us some good surf for this weekend. But it's going to be accompanied with some strong northeast wind. So Saturday, it looks like probably like maybe chest high at 9 to 10 seconds. And Sunday, we're stretching it out to 12 seconds. Probably going to be overhead by Sunday if the models hold true. We might see a little slightly tamer winds on Sunday for northern Florida, like Jack's Beach area, but still going to be in the low to mid-teens, so it's not going to be great by any stretch of the imagination. Now, this is going to continue into Monday. We're going to have continued onshore winds in the low teens with pretty choppy surf, probably a touch smaller than it is on Sunday, probably more like the Saturday size. Northern Florida, again, you're going to see a little lighter winds, assuming this model holds true. I've seen these models suggest that there will be lower winds, and then it ends up not happening. So I'm telling you, take that with a grain of salt, but keep an eye on it. So now Tuesday looks like it's going to be the day to keep an eye on, because we're going to have a wind shift according to the models, and that's going to bring us lighter winds, especially north of the Cape. And we should still have plenty of good size leftovers in the water at that point. So that's probably going to be the day to get out there. Now we're going to be on a downward trend for the weekend. And that's still going to be, looks like, rideable surf for Wednesday and Thursday, but dropping off a little bit each day. So this stuff is literally the weather, and it can change. So I'll be back on Monday and let you know if any of these things do change. And until then, be sure to keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.